Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. Time for Over the Back Fence for this September 2nd, 2023. 11:07 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maylove here. Pitch hitting for Seth Habhager. Hope you are all having a great Saturday, a great Labor Day weekend, and you're enjoying yourselves. Join us. Call up. Join the conversation, 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, we're going to get into a little bit of the preview of the Badger game going on this afternoon right here on WFHR. College football. Going to touch on that. We will mention a couple of other things. We've got news and notes, mailbag items, get into our schedule here at the station. And if we got time, we're going to get into a little bit of high school coverage over the last couple of days and had some great games going on. We want to cover those in our local area. I got a cat that I want to talk about if we got time. Most dangerous jobs, according to the Labor and Bureau Statistics Bureau. They just came out with that. So we'll get into that, too. And I imagine that many of you may have heard by now, but the passing of Jimmy Buffett, we can touch on that as well. Most importantly, you. This is your show. Call up with items you're looking for, items you want to sell. Garage sales, rummage sales. How long do garage and rummage sale seasons last around here? I've lived here a long time, and I can say the first week of October I've seen a garage sale. What's the longest it's been into the fall season that you have seen a garage sale, 424-2600. All this going on, and we're doing a live show. That means it's shirt giveaway. Every time we are live on the air, we are going to be getting a shirt in your hands. We got these new logos. We're rolling them out. We want to get them on you. I'm hoping by Christmas to get as many of these out there as we can and see as many of them around town as we can. We appreciate having the best listeners in radio. You guys are loyal and dedicated and honored. Honor us. So we want to get these on you. Last week, we gave away a shirt every day on both stations. A couple days, we gave away more than that. Next week, coming up on Tuesday, when we come back, we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to give WIRI shirts away on WFHR. And on WFHR, you know, give away WRI shirt and WRI shirts on WFHR. I will get it figured out by then. I've got a couple days. No, I think we're going to have some fun with this. We're excited. Talked to a couple listeners about this, and one of the listeners I was talking to was saying how, it's been a while since we switched our logo. And I was thinking, okay, yeah, and technically it's only been about a year or two, but yeah, all right. And the other listener I was talking to said that same thing. Well, didn't you guys just change? This is radio. This is a fluid thing. Now, I can tell you, I feel pretty confident that we're going to be having these logos that we have now for quite some time. Feel very good about the future of WFHR and WIRI. Just between us. I mean, letting you look behind the curtain a little bit here. It's going good. Love our relationship with our family at Civic Media, and things are going good. So we got this shirt rollout we're doing. We'll give away a shirt today. Looking forward to it. Be listening for that. Otherwise, why don't we start with previewing the Badger game tonight, today, this afternoon. Make you wait too long for it. It's coming up this afternoon at 12:30. Our pregame will kick off as your Badgers are hosting Buffalo. Wisconsin's new quarterback, Tanner Mordecai, And the Badgers offense will have to contend with a Buffalo team that, for those, I don't expect everybody to understand, know Buffalo football. I'm crazy about college football, so I know a lot of these teams. Buffalo, the last couple of years with their defense, they like turnovers. Think of any like NFL defense that you can think of in the past, some really good ones where sometimes the guys will give up a tackle as opposed to trying to make a fumble happen or go for an interception. So they take some chances. Young quarterback in a new system could take advantage of that. Regardless, as you would imagine, the Badgers are 27.5 point favorites, I believe. So, yeah, it's probably not going to be too close of a game if everything goes the way that it's expected to. There's a lot of excitement with this team, of course. One of the things that is different is just the idea that they're coming into this with such a different approach. Talking to Badger fans the last couple of weekends leading up to this, and this new the fickle era that is beginning today. Let's rewind for a second and look at where this kind of began with the release of Coach Crist. I think you can safely say a family guy in the Badger system. And that is pretty much what they have done in the UW history. Barry Alvarez has a style of doing things, and nobody is arguing with that. Certainly not me. They like to hire from in-house, including the hiring of his replacement, GM. I keep saying GM. They're not GMs. It's so bad. The AD, Coach McIntosh. Not a coach. AD McIntosh. He goes and swings for the fences. Now, going back a year ago, everybody had Coach Fickle leaving Cincinnati for the Notre Dame job, possibly the Ohio State job. There were even talks of some of the Southern teams with Florida, FSU. And he turned down those options a couple of times. I believe 4 seasons in a row, he has been pretty much, he was the highest commodity in coaching. Turned them all down. There was something in that conversation with AD McIntosh and former Coach Alvarez that Madison was the town for him. Madison was the place. So now here we are. Fickle has a time to recruit, getting the job early, taking advantage of the transfer portal, and boom. First time in UW history, you've got a 4-star quarterback backing up a 4-star quarterback, with, I believe, a 3 or 4-star, and maybe Tanner might be a 5-star. I'm not 100%. But either way, in your lifetime, how many times has UW had that? Brought in a new offensive coach, and going to be a very different system for longtime Badger fans. Certainly not going to get away from the Braylon Allen rush attack. That's a team, you've got a very smart coaching staff. They understand they don't have the recruits. This isn't their recruits necessarily. Even the kids that they brought in new, transfer portal, that's maybe 10% of your roster. You can't do a complete flip of the offense in one season, and I imagine they're smart enough to know that. If anything, you just look at the University of Miami and Coach Cristobal down there and some other examples out there. So you're going to still see some running, but you're going to see that pro-style offense that so many college teams like nowadays, in part because part of the recruiting is not just winning bowl games or your rivalry games or conference games. It's saying, hey, we can get you to the NFL. It's the old John Calipari method of recruiting. John Calipari could go 20 seasons without a title. But you look at the first round of the NBA draft, Kentucky, see players drafted. He's got a history. You want to be able to show that you're a university that can do that. Wisconsin's certainly shown that on the offensive line. I think linebacker you could make an argument for. And obviously, most importantly, or most to the NFL, running back. Where would the NFL be without running backs from Wisconsin? Chew up and throw out. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to this game being there right here today, 12:30. It's going to be a good one. 424-2600 is the number. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. You know, I got a gentleman's rivalry going on with Seth here. Who can get the most phone calls? About 5 minutes into the show here, it ain't gotten a call yet. I could use the help, guys. Come on, 424-2600. Call up with the items you're looking for, items you want to sell. Garage and rummage sales, those kind of things in the area. Taking a look at some high school scores over the last couple of days. Pittsville and Assumption faced off on Thursday. Game you heard right here on WFHR. Or on WIRI, I should say. Sorry, force of habit. Old habits. 62-16, Pittsville beat Assumption. Yesterday's games, again, one heard right over here on WIRI. Nice job by Randy and Michael and Seth and Katie and everybody. Wausau West Warriors 21, Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders 7. And Wittenberg Burningwood took on Nakusa, beat them 47-0. So all of our local teams essentially looking for a W next week. Port Edwards will get things started at 4 on Friday as they take on Three Lakes. Assumption taking on the Marathon Red Raiders Friday at 7. At the same time, the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders will travel to Stevens Point, take on the Panthers. That Assumption game is at home, by the way, against Marathon. Wyawega heading to Nakusa at Friday at 7. And Pacelli taking on Pittsville Friday at 7 as well. We'll have as much high school coverage as we can get on these radio stations all season long. Looking forward to the coverage. A big thank you to all of our sponsors, all the people that back these games, that help us get these games on the radio. It is great to have high school football. I love listening to it. I love hearing Randy call anything. Randy could call Tiddlywinks and I'd enjoy it. I'm not even sure what Tiddlywinks is. Anyway, I love high school football. And it's exciting and it's fun, and especially those of us that get alma maters around here. We love hearing how they do. It's all about these kids and their families hearing them. And I every season hear from a different family that's, you know, somebody who's out of town. Maybe they can't make it to the games, but they get to hear them because they're streaming on our websites. You help make that happen. It's the purest part of sports, high school sports. Scores matter. Championships matter. We understand that around here. We also understand it can have the perspective of, it's about these kids. Getting to hear their names on the radio, getting their families and friends, getting to be able to hear them back home. Our sponsors make that happen. And our sales and marketing team, big shout out to them as well. So again, we got Badger Football Radio tonight, 12:30. No Playmakers Monday, and I am saying that as much for you as me, because I will probably come in here and or at least drive halfway before I realize I don't have to be here Monday. We will talk about that game, though, coming up. And we'll be back on Playmakers coming up on the 11th. So we'll be talking about all this then. For now, let's go ahead and take a break. I need one after all those phone calls. I need a break. I need a... We'll take a break. We'll come back with news and notes, mailbag items, your phone calls, plenty more. It's Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show. Nope. Knew I was going to do it once. I didn't know I'd do it that early, though. Over the Back Fence for this Saturday. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining. James behind the mic. Taking your phone calls at 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation with items you're looking for, items you want to sell, different events in the area. We'd love to hear about them. For now, I will get into my news and notes and mailbag items. As your calls come in, I will finish what I'm reading and get right to you. Mr., go away. I don't know what that was. Wait a minute. Take these broken wings. Is that Mr.? Not sure. It doesn't matter. Moving on to our mailbag. Oh, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes. Say, I have for sale a 2006 Pontiac Vibe. And then I also have for sale a 40-foot hay and grain elevator. It comes with the transport wheels and the winch and the electric motor. And then I also have for sale a 8-foot slide-in truck camper. It's an older model, but it's in good condition with no leaks or stains. And my number is 715-652-6641. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you want to give the prices for any of those, sir?
No, they can give me a call.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
715-652-6641. That is 715-652-6641. Just that easy. Call up and join the conversation. We'll get your items out there just like that. Give him a call, 715-652-6641. Taking a look at the mailbag, handful of items in there. For sale fenders for a 1979 Ford F-250. These fenders are still in manufacturer's box and are for the left and right side, $150 each. 1990s era Ford Bronco tailgate without glass came from Arizona, $200 for that. A glass shower tub door, new in the box, $200 for that. If you are interested, leave them a message at 928-580-2189. That's 928-580-2189. That is going to do it for the mailbag for today, but you keep those items coming to us. We love getting your mailbag items. Diving into news and notes. This from our Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. Wood County beaches will remain open through the Labor Day weekend and will close for the season this Tuesday, September 5th. We hope you enjoyed the beaches this year, and we hope to see you again next year. All other park areas, including campgrounds, shelters, boat landings, disc golf courses, and walk trails, remain open through October 31st. The Parks and Forestry main office will be closed on Labor Day, September 4th. Fall is a beautiful time. Enjoy the great outdoors, everybody, and find out more by going to woodcountywi.gov/parks. And be sure to follow them on Facebook and Instagram. It's a great follow, great way to keep up with everything going on with our park and rec department. Looking ahead to the week of events. Wednesday, we know what's happening. Bingo! Say it with me. Shout it wherever you're listening. Bingo! At the Wisconsin Rabbits Elks Lodge, number 693. Join them at 430 West Jackson Street every Wednesday when they open their doors at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Great place, great atmosphere, good people. And every penny you spend there, the Elks Lodge puts back into this community in one way or another. Scholarships and different things they sponsor, things they host. Big shout out and thank you to our Wisconsin Rabbits Elks Lodge number 693. Join them for bingo Wednesday at 5, bingo kicks off at 6:30, doors open at 5, at 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Still got a little bit of time left for the farmer's market. Got it going on today, right now, actually, until 2 over at 1st Avenue South between West Grand Avenue and Goggins Street. Enjoy the farmer's market. Fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for the kids. Always got some of our friends down there. Drove through this morning and very busy. And heard a lot of laughter down there, too. Not sure what was going on, but a lot of laughter down there. So that's always a good sign. Can't have enough of that. Check out the Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market every Thursday and Saturday, 8 to 2. 1st Avenue South between West Grand Avenue and Goggins Street. You won't be able to miss it. Feeding our communities with United Services, Focus, has all three of its original founding services in its new location. And they are offering meals over there, in-house meals, for those in need. 4:30 to 6:30, you can join them at West Grand Avenue at their new location. Big shout out to them and all the good work they do over there. Looking a little farther ahead, in October, we got our community book sale. This is happening October 12th and 13th, 8:30 to 6. over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. This is going to be a fun event. 100% of the profits go to Mid-State Technical College scholarships. Donated materials will be collected at the church from Memorial Day right until Labor Day. So you have a couple more days here to drop those off. This is a fun, fun event. My mom and I used to go to this event all the time when we first got out here, and been to it a couple of times since. I know how much my mom likes it. For those that don't know, you get a bag, and you can fill the bag with as much books as you can. Most books for a dollar, or just a dollar. The bag sale that I was just referencing is October 14th, 8:30 to 2, $2 bag, free baked goods, kids' activities and coffee while you browse. Be sure to mark your calendar and get ready for this one. It's going to be a fun time. Community book sale at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, October 12th and 13th, with the bag sale on October 14th. We'll talk more about this as we get closer to it. Sally Kistner from the Arts Council joins us on Midday Magazine all the time. And last time she was with us, we were previewing the 47th season of the Arts Council. 47, that is awesome. Nothing but great big acts coming up, too. Thursday, October 12th, it kicks off with Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience. Really fun band. In November, you'll have the Gatlin Brothers. December, Terry Lee Goff, A Johnny Cash Christmas. In January, the I Am King Experience, the Michael Jackson Experience. That'll be a good one as well. In February, Uptown, some Motown Soul. Ooh, got to get to that one. Right around my birthday, too. There we go. I got to get to it. Thursday, March 7th, How Sweet It Is, Steve Leslie sings the music of James Taylor. Another couple of great follow-ups to that as well. Also in March, you're going to have Always Olivia and Olivia Newton-John tribute. And something really special about that one that Sally brought to us, the lady that does this, I don't know if she was close with Olivia or not, but I know that obviously very influenced by her and a big fan of hers, but even more so, takes some of the proceeds from that and puts them into the Olivia Newton-John Foundation. That's pretty cool. The 47th season will wrap up with Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis tribute show. That's going to be fun. That is going to be a good one. Going to be a great season at the Arts Council. Find out more by going to their website, savorthearts.com. That is savorthearts.com. More news and notes coming up. First, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, good morning. It's going to be a warm one. Everybody be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I have a doghouse here. It's a new one. Never been used, actually. Good for a medium-sized dog up to 40, 50, 60 pounds. I guess it's a new doghouse. Kind of my backyard here. Anyway, anybody interested, 715-540-8078. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Interested in that doghouse, give them a call, 715-540-8078, 540-8078. Call up and join the conversation, 424-2600. Keep those calls coming, everybody. Next Saturday is a busy Saturday in this town. We got a couple of big events going on, and even more outside of that. I'm going to touch on some of these. Madison Rafter, Executive Director with the Southwick County Humane Society. She joins us every Thursday at 9 with our Pet of the Week. A big shout out to Madison and the team over there. And one of the things we've been talking about the last couple of Thursdays she's joined us is Rockin' the Shelter at the Southwick County Humane Society. This fundraiser, supply drive for the Southwick County Humane Society, is going on Saturday, September 9th from 10 to 3 over at the Southwick County Park. Red Sands Beach, right in the closed stone shelter over there. Walking tacos, face painting, bake sale, rock painting with Rockin' in Rapids, kids games and activities, Clifford the Big Red Dog, a perennial sale, raffle baskets. All kinds of great stuff going on. And a great way to help the Humane Society raise the funds they need to do the vital work they do over there. Be sure to mark this down. and get ready to meet us to rock the shelter over to Southfield County Humane Society. And also going on Saturday, you heard us talking about this with Connie Tomsky-Fayville from FRM Music yesterday on Midday Magazine. 7th Annual Friends of Rapids Music. Yeah, it's that time of year again, everybody. Join us 1 to 9 over at beautiful Robinson Park here in Wisconsin Rapids for this free concert. Yeah, it's free. You're going to have music of all kinds over there. Funk, blues, jazz, acoustic, rock, a little bit of everything. Again, free admission. There will be adult beverages, the FRM Kids Zone, and great music in beautiful Robinson Park. You can't beat all this. Great Acts kicks off with Charlie and Howard Duo. It's an acoustic variety that do a really nice job of not just obviously got a great chemistry between each other, but are really great with the audience. They interact with the audience really well. At 2 o'clock, Heartstrings. Katie and Ben hit the stage, and if you haven't heard them before, but you've heard us talk about them, you'll finally get to understand why we talk about them so much. They are just incredibly talented. That is going to be fun. Be sure to check them out, support them, and the great work that they're going to do anytime you get to see them around town. 3 o'clock, the Goobers. That's a fun name to say. This is a fun one. The Goobers are going to be rocking the stage with some surfer music, some Dick Dale-style stuff. 4 o'clock, the Alternators with Horns, a blues band with a full piece, with a nice horn section. You're going to be able to notice that. At 5 o'clock, the Funkyard Dealers. Yeah. Oh, you're going to call yourself the Funkyard Dealers. You got to bring it. And you know they can. I previewed a little bit of their stuff before Connie and I's conversation. And yeah. Yeah, they back up that name. That's a good band. And everything wraps up at 7 with The Positions, a high-energy funk band. Big, I think an 8-piece band. A lot of sound. I don't know if you're going to be able to sit down. You might want to start sitting right now and get it all out of your system because you ain't going to be able to sit down on the next Saturday. Arts and crafts, make pretend tambourines and shakers, etc. that they'll have down there. A bounce house, lots of yard games, face painting, cotton candy, ice cream, lots of treats. Find out more at frmgroup.org. frmgroup.org. And they're always looking for more volunteers and more hands on deck. So if you're looking to help out, Connie and the gang would greatly appreciate it. A big shout out to their sponsors and to all of the volunteers at that great event. We'll meet you down there. I'll be emceeing the event, at least the first half of the event. I'm looking forward to it. Gotten to do this for a couple of years in a row and humbled to be a part of it. It's a very full circle thing, I'll tell you. So between us, and don't go spreading this around or anything because it's already embarrassing enough, but I've gone this far with it. When I first moved to Rapids, my family and I, we lived just a couple blocks away from Robinson Park, so that's pretty much where my friends and I would always hang out and play. But it was also Robinson Park big enough and got enough area to it where that was kind of where I went to just be by myself or just go, you know, go for a walk or a run or something. Go up there and shoot hoops by myself or something like that. And one of the things I may have done from time to time was go on that band shelter and do monologues with nobody out there listening. I was practicing. I've wanted to be an actor since I was 7. There was a stage. I'm going to do something on it. I hope to God nobody ever heard me. It had to be god-awful. It just had to be some of the worst acting of all time. But I don't know. I got familiar with the acoustics of that stage quite a bit. So the first time getting to do this, going up there, I didn't think about it. But I go up there to, Pete. I think Pete Revel was up there. And Pete, they kept playing and kept playing, and I didn't want to take him off stage. And I'm walking off stage and just got hit by nostalgia. Just love that park, love that area, and we love FRM Fest. Again, next Saturday, 1 to 9 at Robinson Park. Enjoy that free concert. free festival. It's going to be a lot of fun. More news and notes coming up in just a second. First, your phone calls. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. My wife has for sale a ladies' Brunswick bowling shoes. They're size 7.5. They're like new for $10. Also a bowling bag with a lot of compartments in it. That's $10 also. And the phone number is 715-424-1058.
424-1058.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, sir. 715-424-1058, number to call. You feel like doing some bowling, ladies? Helping you out here. Give them a call, 715-424-1058. 424-1058. I'm trying to think the last time I went bowling. It's been way too long, I'll tell you that. I know it's been a while. A couple of more events going on next Saturday, September 9th. Join our great friends. All right, no, I need a second take at that. I know it's live. Join our friends next Saturday at the Historic Point Boss for Harvest Fair. Wonderful event. Celebrate the joys of autumn with a fun-filled event that promises to leave your taste buds tingling. Delight in the season's bounty with tasty samples of delicious fall fare. Featuring the traditional harvest activities like apple cider pressing, corn shilling, making sauerkraut, harvest produce sales. This will go from 10 to 4 over at Historic Point Boss at 364 Wakely Road in beautiful Nacoosa. Step back in time. Join Mike and Tom and the gang over there. And when you do this and you enjoy these events, for one, think about possibly volunteering and getting involved over there. But know that when you're enjoying these events and you're putting into them, you're helping keep history alive in this area. These are the kind of things that you'd appreciate more maybe if they were gone, and we don't want that to happen. So let's appreciate them now and let's help Mike and the gang over there keep this going. Let's get some young blood over there too, and so they can one day actually take a break. And maybe just come to these events to enjoy them instead of having to host them and everything. We appreciate everybody being a part of these events at the Historic Point Boss and keeping history alive over there. And I believe finally, as of now, going on next Saturday is Clean Sweep. 8 to 12 over at the Saratoga Town Hall in Wisconsin Rapids. A couple of quick rules here for you about Clean Sweep. All residents must stay in vehicles at all times. Residents should load all their materials in their trunk, pick up bed or trailer. Materials will not be unloaded from the vehicle backseat area. There's a number of different items that you can take in, of course, a number of different items that you cannot. Some guidelines for you. Just a real quick look at what it's not accepted. Antifreeze, appliances, automotive batteries, electronics, explosive, fluorescent tubes, high-pressure cylinders, latex paint, motor oil, tires, and smoke detectors. Dry out latex paint and dispose of it in your garbage. And recycle used motor oil and antifreeze. If you'd like to find out more, you can reach out to our friends at Clean Sweep. You can call extension at 715-421-8440, 421-8440. Or the Wood County Health Department at 715-421-8911. It's 421-8911. And households and farms are allowed to dispose of hazardous waste without charge. However, quantities are restricted. Businesses and schools can use Clean Sweep to dispose of unwanted chemicals in an easy, low-cost way. To obtain a free, no-obligation disposal estimate, contact Zach Davies at 262-253-3504, 262-253-3504. That is going to wrap things up for our news and notes, and for that next Saturday. Now, you may have noticed some crossover with some of these events, the times of them. And I know how big your hearts are out there. I know how much this area loves supporting as many events as we can. We can't help it when events kind of land on similar days or this same day. So I say take in as much of these events as you can. Get to each one of them if you can. If you can use the services of Clean Sweep, man, I encourage you to do that. Be sure to thank the volunteers and the people hosting it. FRM Fest is going from 1 to 9. So if you can't be there all day, come down as much as you can. Support local. Of course, the Rock in the Shelter event is a great way to help out our Humane Society and take in a lot of fun. That's going from 10 to 3. So what I'd like to do is be there when they kick that off around 10. Hang out there for a while. Get on down to Robinson Park right before the festivities begin. And kick that off. And when you got some time, maybe at FRM, maybe you take some to head on over to Nakusa. That's going on from 10 to 4, the Harvest Fair. You can bop around all these. Ain't not a lot of time left in summer, technically. I know that it's not feeling like summer maybe in some days, although it's going in the next couple days. Take in all these events you can. And know that you are helping this area keep vibrant, buying local, and supporting local. We like to commend you for that. We appreciate that. One of the ways we want to show that is clothing you. That's right. It's shirt time. I need a liner. I need a bumper for this or something. I need some kind of that was bad. It sort of works. It's all right. Let's give away a shirt. We got these new logos. We want to get them on you. WFHR and WIRI are rolling out our new logos. Put them on some shirts. We want to get them on you. Call up right now, 424-2600. You can win yourself a WFHR shirt. 424-2600. Wow, phone lines. So that's all I had to do was give away a shirt. The phone line's going to light up now. Hey, you're on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hi there, James. This is Barb calling.
Barb, we haven't gotten you.
I want one of your nice shirts.
Yeah, all right, Barb. You got it. Barb.
Somebody told me they were really nice looking.
They are. They're in a nice cranberry red. We've got our new logo on the front, our old one on the back, and the cranberry really pops. I don't know. I really like the color.
Okay. I'll stop in probably Tuesday and pick it up. Is that all right?
That is perfect, Barb. What size, Barb?
I think if normally usually like a large.
Okay, if you can go ahead and test it out. If that doesn't work, we can switch it for you.
Well, thank you very much, James, and you have a good holiday.
Have a great holiday, Barb. You take care. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, bye bye.
All right, we get away a shirt. Thank you, Barb. Yeah, Barb's getting her a shirt. We'll have that up there for her. She can pick it up on Tuesday. And we'll be giving away plenty more shirts. I saw like 4 phone calls dive in there. You other 3 people, don't worry. You're going to have plenty of opportunities to give away to get shirts. We're going to be giving away WIRI ones, WFHR shirts. I'm not sure the company we're getting these shirts from, but they are going to be busy. We are going to keep them busy. Looking forward to that. Taking a break. We'll come back with more show. Over the Back Fence, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Did it twice. Over the Back Fence, Saturday edition. Listen to those keys. One of the godfathers of rock and roll, Little Richard. Say whatever you want, that man could play piano. So many good piano players of that era. So many good ones. 424-2600, join the conversation. Got a little less than 10 minutes left of show. We'd like to fill it with your phone calls, 424-2600. We can talk about certainly items you're looking for, items you want to sell and that, but if you want to talk about something else, we got some time. Let's go ahead and do it. Otherwise, I'm going to get into our schedule here for the weekend and upcoming week. Plenty to talk about. You want to reminisce a little bit about Jimmy Buffett? You want to talk about maybe the most dangerous jobs of 2023? Got that one from the Labor and Statistics Bureau. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Man, Get sleep, people. It really helps. Good stuff going on, of course, today. Your Badgers. That's what's going on today. Badger football. Get into that in a second. Good morning. Run over the back fence.
Good morning. I was wondering why you opted to have the like the morning magazine or your guests at 3 o'clock.
We moved Midday Magazine in part because of our show times. We have a show, Kristen Bry, As Goes Wisconsin, that airs at that time. So we had to shift the show. And we found that Morning Magazine is an established piece. It is proven both ratings and from our listeners that people are still listening, people care, but it's also fallen on the same audience for, you know, over a decade. Moving it into the afternoon, we've found that we've been able to hit new people. We've heard from people we've never heard from before about the show. And our main job is to take care of our hosts and get whatever they are talking about out to as many people as we can. And if we can do it, new people and bring in new listeners.
Okay. And you think that's happening, that you're getting new listeners at 3?
I know we are. I've heard from them.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I forget it. I actually set my alarm on my phone so I wouldn't forget that at 3 you have guests. Because for years I listened to you in the morning.
Yeah, and we greatly appreciate that. We are podcasted on civicmedia.us, so anything you miss, we can always be caught there.
Okay.
But do appreciate your listenership. We don't take that lightly. We're doing our best to work with our new ownership and what they're doing, and at the same time keep doing local radio like we've done for over 80 years here.
Yeah, that's something I was always very proud of, that I lived in a town that had a local radio station that catered to the locals, things that were going on in the community, and so I'm happy that you kept that part.
Yeah, we're...
I do listen to the... Other programming, if you will, because it's interesting. It's all about Wisconsin.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate the conversation.
I love your country station.
Yeah. People just love that station. They really love it. It's a good station. It's enjoyable. There's a lot of fun over there.
Yep. All righty. You keep up the good work.
Thank you. Have a good holiday. You have a great holiday. And thank you so much for the call, miss. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
424-2600. That was fun. That was awesome. Keep on calling up, everybody. Want to hear from you. Otherwise, looking at our schedule of local good radio, your local college or football team, Wisconsin Badgers, who've been on this station for a very long time. Over a decade, I think, we've been playing Badger football here. And we're going to keep doing it. 12:30. The 2023 Badger season kicks off. The fickle era is upon us. Join your Badgers as they host Buffalo. If you cannot pay attention to the score, feel the ground. You might be able to feel the vibrations from Camp Randall all the way to here. It's going to be rocking, especially in that fourth quarter. Join us for Wisconsin Badger football all season long right here at WFHR. Great programming for you tomorrow, 1 o'clock, the Sunshine Polka Show. Tim Hubbell does an amazing job with this show. Tim Hubbell, he scours the universe looking for the best polka for you. Does a dang good job at it, too. We love you, Tim. Keep up the great work. We appreciate you. And then from 6 to 8, join us for Seth Faces the Music. Seth does an amazing job with this show. He has a lot of fun with it. He did a show on working a while back, and it was a really good one. He's going to play that for you again this weekend, with it being Labor Day, of course. Be sure to check that one out. Spread the word about that show. And since you're talking about Seth Faces the Music, I mean, you might as well talk about Director's Cut. It's on right after. Join Seth and I every Sunday from 8 to 9, where we bring on some of our great local creatives in so many different fields. We've had so much fun with this. Seth realized we've done 35 of these already. I've wanted to do this show for almost 20 years, and I just can't wrap my mind around that we've already done 35. We've had some wonderful guests on. We want to have even more. You think about that. We've done 35 episodes. We haven't even scratched the surface of talent in this area. There are so many great musicians, photographers, writers. We got any mimes out there? I'll interview a mime. I ain't afraid. I don't know how much conversating we'll do, given their profession and everything, but we'll try it. We'll try it. Jugglers, come on. We want you on Director's Cut. Reach out to me anytime, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. We'll get you on the show. Be on the lookout. We're going to have Pete Revel on real soon. Gretchen Powers, new director over at WRCT, is going to join us. And I've been talking with Kyler Cuzio, winner of this most recent Hoozle's Rise to Music. Kyler's going to join us on the Sunrise Show for an hour and do some live set. And she's going to join us on Director's Cut, too. We miss her. She's a great friend of the stations here. Join us for Director's Cut every Sunday, 8 to 9. Right here. Of course, no original programming, no live programming for you on Monday, giving the staff a much-deserved day off. I mean, putting up with me on a weekly basis is tough enough, people, let alone, you know, all the other work we got to do around here. But we'll be back at it on Tuesday. Melissa, Seth, and I will be hanging out with you on the 7 to 8 on 105.5 for the Sunrise Show. And then we'll be back here from 8 to 10, right at WFHR. At 9:30, we're going to be joined by Bill Heck and Tom Heiser with a monthly veterans update. Big thank you to both of them for joining us. Tom will be taking that over, and we really appreciate that. Tom and I have talked for years behind the scenes with veterans. He gives us all of our veterans updates and everything, and Bill has done such an amazing job for years when it comes to that subject, and we greatly appreciate the work they do. It's going to be a fun show. Tuesday's Midday Magazine from 3 to 4. We'll kick it off with the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Stephanie Hartman going to join us. We haven't got to talk to Steph in a while. That'll be fun. And in part two, the Southwood County Humane Society. Big thank you to Tri-City Services for that. Wednesday, Mel and I will be hanging out. We'll be having some fun. We'll get you our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from Phil Hartley and our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. And for Midday Magazine from 3 to 4, join us for the entire hour. Wood County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Sean Becker will be with us, along with the Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Midday Magazine is going to have the United Way and Extension on Thursday. Friday, we're going to talk with Connie and Maggie about FRM Fest. Terry's going to join us, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties on Friday. It's going to be a great week. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Be good to each other. Stay indoors if you're not feeling good. Look out for one another and be good to each other. And we'll talk to you soon and later right here on WFH. Oh, I like the way Katrina does it. You do it, Kat.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.